Greetings, Ridgeline Community Church families, and thank you so much for tuning into this week's podcast of the Ridgeline Family Weekly Podcast. This week's podcast is for the week of September 15th through the 21st of 2025. And the purpose of this weekly podcast is to give you what you need to know on the go regarding children's and student ministries of Ridgeline Community Church. We'll share important events, upcoming things your kids and students are learning, fun interactive elements, and most importantly, helpful tools and tips to equip you as parents to intentionally disciple your own kids and students as followers of Christ for the glory of God. Now, let's get started. Here are some important announcements that we'd like you to know about. For children's ministry, the Fall Fest is right around the corner. Save the date for Friday, October 24th, for this wonderful outreach we get to do as a church each year. More details will roll out soon in the coming weeks. This past Sunday, the kindergarten through fourth grade learned about building the tabernacle, and we'll be learning this upcoming Sunday about the worship of the tabernacle. The fifth through sixth grade class learned this past Sunday about the story of Jacob and Esau, and this Sunday they'll be continuing to learn about these two brothers and all that they did in their interactions. This Sunday, the fifth through sixth grade class will be joining the main worship service when the music begins after Pastor Chris's teaching. If you have a fifth or sixth grade student, you'll still be able to drop them off and pick them up in their class. For Ridge One Student Ministry, last Wednesday, we spent some time talking about the heavy events of last week with the assassination of Charlie Kirk, along with the school shooting in Evergreen, and so many other things. So we put a bit of a pause on our vision series, but we will pick that up this Wednesday when we're going to talk about the head portion of our vision series. The student fall retreat is happening October 10th through the 12th at Sky Ranch in Westcliff. This retreat is for middle and high school students only and costs $175 per person. You can learn more and register by visiting the events page of the church website. And the deadline to register for this event is Wednesday, September 24th. Last Sunday, the middle and high school students covered the doctrine of God in their classes. This Sunday, the students will cover the doctrine of Scripture. This Sunday, the students will join in the worship service upstairs after Pastor Chris's message when the music begins. We plan on doing this every third Sunday of the month, just to get the students used to and a part of the worship service that's happening upstairs in the auditorium. The word of the week is Scripture. Email that word to greg.heredia@ridgelinecc.org to enter a contest to win a $10 gift card to Coffee 33. All entries must be received before Wednesday, September 17th at 3 p.m. to be eligible for the prize. For this week's equipping segment of the podcast, we're taking this kind of mini-series looking at this discipleship pathway that we are adopting with the student ministry at Ridgeline that we call Head, Heart, Hands. Last week, we talked about briefly what we meant by the head and what are some intentional ways in which we seek to disciple the head. And so I encourage you, if you haven't listened to that podcast, to go back and listen to that, because this week we're going to talk about the heart. So just as a reminder, once again, this all comes from Mark 12, where the scribe asked Jesus, what is the greatest commandment? And he says, behold, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And we have delineated those aspects of our being into head, heart, hands. And today we're going to talk about the heart. And what we mean by the heart is really the soul of a person, the inner being. We recognize that we're not just material beings or even just intellectual beings, but that at the core of who we are souls. We are made in God's image, and we are meant to have a unique role within God's creative order. And this really is, kind of hits at the core of a person. I think of Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, where Paul's encouraging the church and he's praying that they would be strengthened in their inner man. And that's really what we mean by the heart, that we realize we're not just intellectual beings that are meant to amass information into our heads, but as we grow in our collection of information and knowledge, that we want it to not just sit in our heads, but we want it to seep deep down into our hearts and allow that truth to truly transform us. Because when we allow the truth of God's word to do that in our lives, we then are able to live it out, which will be the hands portion, which will be next week's podcast. But this week, we're talking about the heart. What we mean by that, once again, the soul, that inner man, we realize that we are souls in addition to having these physical bodies and intellectual minds and all those sort of things. And so, you know, I think when it comes to discipling and growing in our hearts, it really has to do with our relationship with the Lord. It has to do with like what our prayer life is like, our interaction with the Lord. Maybe some spiritual disciplines kind of come into play here, like fasting, silence, solitude, some of those things that just enhance and help us grow in our relationship with the Lord. I think about what Jesus says in John 15, that unless you abide, if you do not abide in me, you're going to be cut off and thrown into the fire. And that, in fact, we can't do anything. The only way we can maybe do something is actually if we are abiding in, if we're connected to the vine, who is Jesus. And so this is such an important aspect for us. But yeah, when we talk about living this out, we can think about as prayer life, some spiritual disciplines. Community life, I think, is really important here. We so often have individualized our growth in this area, but we have to realize that this is a community effort. And so even being in fellowship with other believers, being in some kind of a small group, life group thing, accountability group, these are really practical tips that we can grow in when it comes to our heart. And so like last week, we're going to ask a few questions regarding the heart that we did with the head last week. And so the first question is how have you grown in your heart that you can look back on and praise and celebrate God for? This is important that we have this practice of looking back and seeing what God has done and praising him and thanking him for it. So we want to do that with our heart. The next thing is, what am I currently doing to engage my heart? Do I have a specific prayer time? Am I involved in a community? Am I maybe doing some of these other spiritual disciplines? What are some things that I'm currently doing that are assisting and helping me grow in my heart? And then that third question is really asking ourselves, what is maybe something we're not doing that we should start doing to begin to grow in that? And that's exactly what that is, that we, what is something that I'm not doing that God is calling me to do that he is, that I need to be faithfully obedient to the Lord in so that I can not be stagnant, but continue to grow in my heart towards the Lord. And I encourage you once again, this is kind of the pathway we have for the student ministry here, but this is a great pathway for any individual, for a family. And the whole purpose of this isn't necessarily because this is the only pathway or this is the one that is the most effective, but we want to be intentional with making disciples. And this head, heart, hands pathway is just a very intentional way in which that can be done. So I encourage you this week around the dinner table to ask these three questions about the heart with your children and your students and see what they might say about it. Or maybe they don't know what to say and it can be a teaching moment for you as a parent to encourage them in their own relationship with God and the importance of them growing in their heart and in their relationship and in their intimacy with Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's podcast. To learn more about this ministry as well as what else God is doing here at Ridgeline, visit our website at www.ridgelinecc.org. Have a great week and God bless.